Chapter 1. The summer mist was thick enough to bottle, and it clung to his clothes, invaded his nostrils. He hesitated for a moment in the small yard alongside the cottage, allowing his eyes to acclimatize to the early morning gloom. Behind him in the kitchen, the kettle boiled and he checked his watch. Another night of poor sleep. He grimaced as the first mouthful of tea stung his lips. Then he found some stale bread and dropped it into the toaster. It was going to be his last year digging bait and scratching a living from fishing. But he'd said that last year, and the year before that too. It was in his blood, like his father and his grandfather before him, the water and the sand, like some enchanting mistress, drew him back. After his hurried breakfast, he pulled the door closed behind him and stepped out onto the small yard, his Labrador at his feet. He gathered three plastic buckets and an old fork and made for the beach. Somewhere in the village, a car fired into life. He drew heavily on the thin cigarette at his lips, feeling the smoke scouring his windpipe. On the bridge, he heard the sound of the sea lapping either side. He knew every inch of the shoreline, the bays and inlets. He knew when the tides would turn, when the water would fall, pulled out towards the sea and then rise, forced back again, filling the narrow inlet. He knew the name of every house and the history of every family, even the holiday homes. He knew the boats and their names and their foibles and their owners, and often the fathers of the owners. He stood and listened, resting one hand on his fork. The other held the ragged end of the cigarette as he drew on it one last time. He flicked the butt out over the water. He drew the zip of his fleece tight up against his chin before picking up the buckets. His dog brushed against his trousers, its breathing heavy and its tongue flopping around. Looking down the bridge, his thoughts turned to Uncle Richie, who lived nearby at Bryn Castell, and with the mist thinning, he could make out the silhouettes of the houses at the end of the bridge. Only another hour, maybe less, until the warmth from the sun would have burnt all the fog away. As a boy, he'd sat for hours watching Uncle Richie tidying his nets, sorting his lines and gutting and cleaning fish. And when his uncle had drunk too much whiskey, he'd tell him how he could sense things, how he knew when death was at the door. He tried to shake off a sense of unease and strode down onto the beach. The pebbles crunched under his feet, and after a couple more steps, the sand was soft under his boots. He stopped, set the buckets down and propped the fork against his leg, before fumbling with the strap of a head torch. Eventually, he had a narrow beam of light poking into the murkiness. There must be an easier way to make a living, he thought, not for the first time.